USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As U.S. forces work to secure the Kabul airport in Afghanistan, the situation outside the perimeter has been described as chaos. USA's John Clemens reports.
In one part of Afghanistan, a rally in honor of the country's Independence Day from Great Britain in 1919 turned into a protest against the Taliban takeover that was quickly put down by the terrorists. Those trying to flee the country had been met with resistance as they tried to make it to the airport to seek freedom. Army General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, expressed his frustration.
There was nothing that I or anyone else saw that indicated a collapse of this army and this government in 11 days.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button. Watch the masterclass at EnergizedHealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
A man in a pickup truck parked near the Library of Congress on Capitol Hill and told police he had a bomb.
Floyd Roy Rosenberry from Grover, North Carolina, was taken into custody without incident.
Capitol Police Chief Tom Manger says officers had been trying for hours to talk to him.
Over the course of time, we tried to negotiate with Mr. Rosenberry. We first started doing that with a whiteboard, just writing messages back and forth. We used a robot to get a telephone down to him, but he would not use the telephone.
Negotiations lasted for about 5 hours. In North Carolina, two people have died and dozens are missing after flooding caused by Tropical Storm Fred. Now as a post-tropical cyclone, Fred is drenching New England and New York. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Grace passed over the Yucatan Peninsula and into open waters. It's expected to return to hurricane strength before striking Mexico a second time this weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The United Kingdom is speaking out against the Biden administration's handling of the situation in Afghanistan. USA's Lance Fry reports.
Parliament's distrust of American leadership is front and center in our relationship. From the floor of Parliament Wednesday, Tom Tugendhat.
To see their commander-in-chief call into question the courage of men I fought with, to claim that they ran, it's shameful. Those who have never fought for the colours they fly should be careful about criticising those who have.
UK Brexit Party leader Nigel Farage on Fox News Thursday.
Joe Biden chose unilaterally, without any consultation with NATO, without any consultation with us, your closest ally for the last century and a bit more, chose unilaterally to decide the timing and the method by which American troops would leave Afghanistan. It is certainly not how you treat a NATO alliance, which since the late 1940s has done so much to preserve peace in the world.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is upset. Four of the state's biggest school districts are defying his order and telling students to wear masks to ward off the Delta variant of the coronavirus.
While all the world burns and while parts of our country burn, you know, you have this obsession that a little five-year-old, you know, should not be able to go to school without wearing that mask for 8 hours a day.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.